It's hemp week at this supermarket in Lexington, Kentucky, where cashier Emily King points out salves, edibles, and this cooking oil.
This is our organic hemp oil, regularly $18.99, on sale for $15.19.
Economists estimate that last year alone, U.S. consumers bought some $600 million worth of products made from hemp. But U.S. farmers supplied almost none of the main ingredients. That's because hemp is still considered a Schedule I controlled substance, the same category as heroin and hemp's intoxicating relative, marijuana. Kendall Clark, a lifelong farmer in Christian County, Kentucky, wants that to change.
Industrial hemp, you're making a product that's not hallucinogenic. It has no psychoactive capabilities whatsoever. Quite frankly, it should be the same as coffee.
Clark says hemp is a crop that worked here before. Kentucky was once a leading hemp producer, thanks in part to Clark's family.
My father and grandfather used to grow hemp in the 40s. But they grew it for the Navy to make rope with. Now we're looking at the nutraceutical and oil seeds and fiber. I mean, I guess you'd consider it a niche market, but that niche is going to grow.
Clark is betting big on hemp by investing early, but because the plant is still a controlled substance, it's tough to get financial support from banks or the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Even routine tasks such as seed cleaning become potential legal issues.
Well, it's illegal. You can't take it up to the local companies, places that handle seed. If they touch it, they're in violation of 15 different federal laws.
Clark ended up buying his own combine and seed cleaner. Kentucky has been more aggressive than most other states when it comes to how it defines a hemp research program. The state's Department of Agriculture allows private growers to participate through agreements that make growers agents of the department. But that doesn't make the process hassle-free. Katie Moyer is the first processor in the state and has partnered with Clark.
We passed the farm bill and we got permission to do it from the federal government, but then the DEA still seized 130 kilos of seed in Louisville.
The Drug Enforcement Agency argued the state's approach to private growers compromised enforcement. The state fought back in court and won. But now the state agency is responsible for keeping track of the growers' seeds, every single one. As seed shipments arrive from abroad, Kentucky Department of Agriculture official Brent Burchett is there to see them documented.
We're authorized to import them. We have already shared the addresses of where that seed is destined to be planted. We document the amount of seed, make sure that the recipients have gone through background checks. We authorize all that in the front end.
About 30 states are now involved in hemp pilot programs, and ag economists say the early actors will be the most attractive for investors. Kentucky is attracting companies like hemp oil specialist CV Sciences, who has for years relied on farmers in Germany. The company is canceling 3,000 acres of hemp contracts abroad because they want to invest in Kentucky. The company and others are betting that eventually domestic production will bring down the prices of seeds and other production costs. But it's hard to make a commodity crop from a plant the government treats as a criminal. Again, Kendall Clark.
If you get caught driving through Illinois and Missouri with it, you've not got hemp, you've got marijuana. There's some mechanics that need to be put in place to allow cooperation between these programs to develop an industry.
Which is why July 4th, a group of Kentucky nonprofits will deliver a petition urging Congress to pass the Industrial Hemp Farming Act, which would legalize hemp entirely. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Nicole Irwin in Murray, Kentucky.